All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Bear Witness. I won't be doing three videos today. I'm going to bed after this. Well, one more, and then I'm going to bed. You spend the next 30 minutes making spaghetti for everyone. Oh my god, that smells fantastic. It's ready, if you want to tell Athena. Sure. Heidi turns to the doorway and screams, Athena! Jesus, woman, what the fuck? She'll be here in a moment. It's like they live in a barn or something. You shake your head as Athena shows up in the kitchen. Damn, that smells good. I just said the same thing. I hope you're hungry. There's lots. Damn, now I'm hungry. Oh, I wouldn't worry. The human garbage disposal here will eat anything we can't. Can't. You look over your shoulder towards them. Really? Heidi nods her head shyly. Yeah, little shit eats non-stop, never gains any weight. Doctors thought I had a thyroid thing, but apparently my metabolism is just through the roof. Yeah, me and her too. Everybody's like, who's that fat guy that... Dude, I'm literally built like... Well, I'm not quite built like her. I guess I'm a little more bulkier than Athena there. Yeah, I mean, I do lift weights, guys, but I have that metabolism thing. So, like, I can eat, like, a sub, a giant sub, and be like, okay, I'm still hungry, but I'm not going to eat anything else right now. like, a whole, like, everybody's like, oh, I'll have a couple Pringles. No, I'm going to have a whole fucking can of Pringles, and then, oh, I'm still hungry, maybe I'll eat the Cheez-Its. It's like, damn, dude. It's like just pounding fucking salt, right? Most people would be like, ah, but not me. It just all goes out somehow. But, damn, must be nice. It is nice. I had like two meals, a piece of cake, and I can't remember what else I had. That was yesterday. Nah, it sucks. I'm hungry all the time. The only time I'm not hungry is, like, I don't know. I didn't get really good sleep last night, so I didn't really have an appetite. But I'm hungry now, even though I just ate. But I probably didn't really eat. Probably should have eaten something else. Whatever. You bring over two plates of spaghetti and place them on the table, and the girls immediately start chowing down. You turn around to bring your own plate to the table. It does make me want to make some spaghetti. OMG! This is amazing! This is amazing! Stop that, it's gross. Mouth still full. What? Talking with your mouth full, nasty ass. Stop it. Heidi shoves a meatball into her mouth and chews it noisily. Ugh, explain why I put up with you again. Because you love me, and I make you come. Well, damn. So, watch it. Let him ask. He's gonna be living with us for a while. He deserves to know what's up. Yeah, she's about ready to fork him. Athena agrees as she takes a small bite. Are you guys... Yes. What if he was gonna ask if we were What if he was gonna ask if we're lesbians? Well, I mean, clearly you're fucking each other. I mean, isn't that what lesbians do? I mean, do they... I don't know. I watched some scissoring in a video, and I've never seen scissoring before. Seriously, guys, I haven't. You know, like, you see the video or the CG, but I haven't actually, like, I don't look at hardcore porn that much, to be absolutely honest with you. And I was happened to go through my X feeds, and I saw these two women scissoring. I'm like, it was the weirdest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, how does that even work? Because, you know, they didn't have, like, a dildo or anything. There's no strap on. They were just literally grinding into each other with their vaginas, and I'm like, That is so bizarre. Like, no offense to lesbians, but I'm just like, how does that work? It's just, it's weird. I don't get it. The guys would be like sword fighting, right? It just seems so. It's weird how that works. I'm just gonna say that. But I was watching it and I was like, is that what they're doing? Like that's a thing. Like I never seen it. I wasn't that big into watching a lot of hardcore porn. So that's the first time I saw that. Oh, then no. No, I was gonna ask, then yes. You glare at her and she giggles. I'm kidding, go on. Are you guys a couple, like full on dating? Now that's the question I would have asked. I don't think so though. Nope. No, not really, we aren't exclusive or anything. They're just two girls that like to fuck each other. Like, I know about this. Two of my exes in the past, I may have mentioned this, but they had sex with each other. You know, they quite enjoyed it. I mean, it is what it is. I couldn't fuck them both at one point, but that didn't happen because of stupid decisions and me not knowing how to, you know, not having any game, I guess you could say. That's the best way of doing it. I didn't really have a lot of games, so I didn't really know that, hey, you know, if you try to get these girls to get over their BS, become friends, maybe they might get a little closer and you might be able to get in on. I mean, it wasn't something that was on my mind at the time, to be fair. But now, but it's been many years, so I don't even think I'd be interested in anything like that. But yeah, that's definitely, that was a thing. Yeah, but we really aren't dating either. No, we just have sex, a lot of sex. I got no problem with that. I mean, I'd say that right to him, he'd start laughing. It's like, that's cool, I mean, that's interesting. Don't get any ideas, fucker. He's already seen us. What? I may have left the bedroom door open last night, and he may have heard us, and then he may have looked inside and seen you eating my pussy. Athena stares daggers at you. He was a good boy, though. Didn't even whip his dick out. Just turned around and scuttled off. Better not have. You gulp. She's going to fork you, sir. He swears he isn't gay. I'm sure you'll make him prove it. I don't know. I don't think I'm one of those kind of guys that would do anything like that either. Like, if you see two women banging, you're like, oh, shit. Sorry about that, ladies. I shut the door. It's like, you ass? Like, no, that's literally how that goes. Nearly choking on your drink. What? Oh, you didn't know? Know what? No, nothing. Oh, the entire reason she... Nothing. La, 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 la. She wants your dick. Bad. Athena laughs and tries to fight off Heidi's attack. Athena, stop! Heidi straddles Athena and kisses her hand, her hard, rather, not her hand, until she pulls away. Be nice. Fine. The three of you eat in silence for a few moments, just the sound of forks scraping across plates and Heidi's rampant chewing. She is gorgeous, Heidi. So, I mean, I'm more of Athena type person, and it's surprising that I'm still alive, because Athena type people, they do, they say, oh, a woman can't, yeah, there's implements of destruction that can be used, you know. A butter knife, a fork, something like a wrench. There's a lot of things, you know, just because they can't beat a man in strength doesn't mean one can't go, you know, behind you. Wham! Ah! Because that can happen. I remember my mother one time took a frying pan to my old man. He'd been on one of his deals, and she took a cast iron. We used that frying pan for many years after that, by the way. But she took that cast iron frying pan, wham, upside the head, and he fell down like a... Whoa, that was crazy. Oh yeah, I'm just saying, guys. Like, oh, I got muscles. Yeah, but they're gonna sneaking up behind you. Wham! Didn't even see what hit him. He might bench 500 until she goes in there and wham, right in the back of the head. It's over. He's seeing stars. You want this, Dick? Oh my God, stop! Ha ha ha. You finish your dinner and volunteer to do the dishes. You don't have to do that, you know. You cooked, you shouldn't have to clean. She is right. We're gonna give her points for this. Hey, ladies watching. This is a cool wife thing to do, girlfriend thing. Like, if the guy cooks, you can wash the dishes. However, if you cook, he has to wash the dishes. This is non-negotiable. I think it's a really good thing for couples to do. Like, it's just what it is. And I've washed a lot of dishes in my life. So, washing a little more is not a big deal. Especially if she goes and cooks this big-ass meal. Don't worry about it. I want to show what a great roommate I'll be. Okay, well, let us know if you need any help. Will do. Both the girls leave, and after 20 minutes of washing and putting away dishes, you note that it's still relatively early. You have time to stop in and see what one of your roommates is doing, or you can head up to your room and continue the project you were working on before. I'm not going to visit Athena. Well, we can visit Heidi also, and head to my room. I don't want to visit Athena. I'll visit Heidi. I'm going to choose the lighthearted option this time around, guys. You head down to the short hallway that connects the girls' rooms and the living area. Both doors are closed, so you step up to Heidi's door and wrap your knuckles on it. Hey, Grim, come on in. How'd you know it was me? Athena doesn't knock. She just comes right in. Oh, what if you're, you know, busy or changing? She cocks her eyebrow at you. Oh, yeah, got it. You're so cute when you're embarrassed. Thanks, I guess. Haha. So what's up? Sit down, you're making me nervous. Nothing really. I just wanted to stop in and hang out a bit. Maybe get to know one of my roommates since we're going to be living together for a while. Alright, Sue, what do you want to know? Okay, well, where are you from? Hawaii, Oahu in particular. You're from Hawaii? No shit, I wouldn't have guessed that. Why, because I'm so pale? Aha, I wouldn't have said pale, but yeah, I'm also quite pale as well. I've only visited home twice in the past 3 years, and upstate New York isn't well known for its sunny climate. You should see me after a summer back home. I get pretty brown. I'm having trouble imagining that. Aha, well, I'm naturally blonde, if that helps. But my dad is a native Hawaiian, so I got a lot of my ability to tan from him. Oh, that's cool. What about your mom? She's kind of a mutt. Mostly Irish and English. That's where she got the freckles. She did one of those DNA tests last year, and she's got ancestors in, like, every part of Europe. Wow. Got a couple of parts of Africa as well. How about you? I think we all have some African DNA somewhere in there. Everybody's a little bit black somewhere. My dad is German and French, I think. My mom claims she's mostly Italian with some Cree from her mother's side, but I'm pretty sure she's full of crap. Why do you think that? Because my mom's family tends to lie about stupid shit to make themselves look better or feel better, and lying about Native American heritage is definitely something they do. Wow. Yeah, I get wanting to feel special and unique, but so many people put such a huge emphasis on the tiny fraction of Indian ancestry they have that it feels kind of silly. Like you're 1/64th Cherokee and the rest is European? I'm sorry to break it to you, dude, but you're white! Yeah, I guess that's true. But I'm pretty proud of my Polynesian heritage. It makes me feel a little more unique. Yeah, I get that. So do you ever do, like, a luau? That's a pretty touristy thing to do. Oh yeah, I guess it is. I mean, Why would I ever go to a feast with a roast pig?
Yeah.
And all sorts of amazing food. And gorgeous dancers, and fire dancing, and... Oh, I get it. You're fucking with me again. Of course I've been to a luau. It isn't something we do all the time, but we do love our get-togethers. I've got a lot of family on the island and a lot of close friends, so you try and do a big cookout at least once a year. I mean, we don't pay to go to the tourist trap ones, but the same people working those are the same ones you hang out with at your own parties. That sounds awesome. I'd love to visit. It hasn't really been something we could do before, you know? Like, not like financially. Well, maybe I'll take you someday. That'd be cool. You have no idea. Ha ha. You notice Heidi begins to look a bit uncomfortable. But there was Uncle. So I wanted to talk about what Thina was saying at dinner. Sure, what about it? I don't want you to think I'm creeping on you or anything. I didn't think you were until just this moment. Seriously though, we did run a background check on you. Okay. It's standard stuff for tenants, I mean for the most part. Okay, so what's the part that wasn't standard? I also had them forward info from your social media and stuff. Okay, yeah, that's crossing the line a bit into weird. I know, Athena told you about what happened, and after that I've been super careful. But reading your info, I didn't feel like it was enough, and I wanted to get to know you better before I said anything. Okay, and what kind of info did you get? Fuck, this could be so bad. Nothing crazy, but I did get to see your picture and? Well, you're kinda hot. Which is why Athena was picking on me, because I'd said as much to her, and now she thinks it's funny to... Wait, hold the fuck up. She looks at you a bit scared. I'm only kind of hot? Oh, come on, man, take a fucking compliment. Heidi looks confused. That's what your problem is in all this? Fucking yeah, that's my problem. Look at me. You stand and flex in as absurd and macho a manner as you can, but it's definitely gonna make her laugh. I'm the total package, baby. Heidi looks at you once again, stunned. You grunt as you move on to your next pose. Look at these guns. Heidi looks at the door as if she's planning an escape. Oh yeah, 28-inch pythons. Wait. You turn and place your hands behind your head. See me flexing my ass muscles? Okay, bruh. Oh, you're such a dork. She giggles as you attempt to make your glutes dance. You are not particularly successful. When a lady calls you a dork, and she's not related to you, that's usually a fucking compliment. Like if you're over at a girl's house and you're dating and she calls you a dork, that's actually like a funny thing. Like it's not like you think, oh, you're a dweeb or whatever. No, she's, oh, you're such a dork. Like it never ever meant a bad thing. It was like she was laughing at how, because there's a lot of women that are into that. You'd be surprised. I'm just saying, you'd be surprised. Oof, 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 oof. I thought you lost your damn mind for a minute. You laugh and sit back down on the edge of her bed. You deserve that, at least a little. She huffs. Fine, you jerk. Wow. Really gonna push it there? I gotta save a lot, because there might be some dumbass shit my bro can do. Uh-oh. You reach for her and she freezes for a moment before sliding into your arms. Oh, she kisses back. Your lips meet and the kiss is somewhat chaste. Her mouth remains closed, but this is more than just a simple, friendly peck. Oh, it is it? Hold on. Okay. Ooh, okay, yeah, I like that, but we can't. It's too quick. Can we take a step back? Yeah, of course we can. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. No, it's just after the last time, I want to make sure things are, you know, right. I get it. And it isn't just me I have to think about here, because I don't want anyone getting hurt. Yeah, no, I understand, Heidi. It's cool. I really care about Athena, and... Now, don't misunderstand me. I like both of you. I wouldn't want to, you know, break things up. She raises an eyebrow. Oh, is that how it is? I mean, I was just... Heidi throws her head back and cackles like an evil witch. Oh, you dog, you thought you could have us both, huh? I'm so sorry, I really... Heidi leans in close to you and gives you a kiss on the cheek. She's admiring your balls in that statement. She knows that you like both girls, but she's waiting for you to have the balls to, like, in her head, she's like, is he really gonna say that? Like, I know he likes both me and Athena, but is he really going to say that he likes both of us? And that would give you, like, major man points in her book. Because it's like, oh shit, he did. And that kind of makes her step back a little bit and puts her into kind of a, like, a zone. Like, oh, this is a real man. He knows what he wants. Women love a man that knows what he wants. Because a lot of times women don't know what they want. They have an idea, but they don't, like, 100% have that, you know, that full interpretation. And sometimes it's through actions with women that they get the picture. They're like, okay, this is really good. I enjoyed this. And sometimes they get so bubbly, they'll talk to you about it for a long time. Oh, like... Can we do this again? Can this happen again? Like, it's one of those things. Almost like a little girl, you know? And she's like, you know, you do something fun with her as a, you know, a little girl. She's like, oh, can we do that again sometime? Can we get, you know? But again, it's an adult woman can be the same way. Oh, you know, I really like that. I'd really like to do that again. She's not going to be like the little girl that says, can we do that again? But she's going to be like, oh, this was really nice. I enjoyed this. And of course, she's going to mull over it for a while and, you know, go to bed and think about it a little bit more and maybe give you a call or text or something like that. They really quite enjoyed it. This is pretty much dating 101, but yeah. Some guys might need this information. Maybe you can. Oh, okay. But not tonight. You have a long day tomorrow. Sure, yeah, it's late. I'll see you in the morning, then. Absolutely, you have a good night. You too. You smile at her and head back to your room. You climb the stairs to the attic, sit at your computer, and begin working. 2 hours later, you decide to finish up what you're doing and get ready for bed. Once you shut off the music on your PC, you can once again hear the sounds of Heidi and Athena having sex. Man, those two just can't get enough. Tomorrow is gonna be awesome. You reach over to the light. Well, you reach over and click off the light, then lay back and immediately drift off into a deep slumber. Alright! The morning has come, and morning wood with it, I guess. So, alright, guys. We'll see ya next week with more of this one. This isn't that long a game, but we're gonna take our time with it. Because it's a fun little story, and it's completed. Fully completed. It's only 5 chapters. Alright, I'm out.